Yeah, thank you, Sledge. What I want to do today is just give you a report or maybe more of an update on some of the international activities that are ongoing right now in regards to cotton classification and standardization on an international basis. And there's basically three areas that I want to concentrate on that are at the top of importance on our list as far as the activities going on internationally. And first one being just the classification activities taking place in China. That's always something we're keeping our eye on and something that we want to, you know, stay heavily involved with just because of the trading that is going on with China and, you know, a lot of the points that Mike Watson brought to our attention. A second important thing is this commercial standardization of instrument testing of cotton round test. This is a round test that is conducted by the International Cotton Advisory Committee that AMS is heavily involved with in the administration of this program. And so I want to give a little bit of report on that. And thirdly, the short fiber measurement situation. And also Mike Watson touched on that, showing the uniformity index as, you know, as being an indicator and something that we're keeping our eye on because of the lower levels that we have seen in recent years on uniformity index. And uniformity index is a very strong indicator of short fiber. And internationally, there's a lot of push right now to move forward with a commercially ready short fiber measurement that could be added to the classification system. Let me start with China. And as you may remember in some of my previous reports, we've done a lot of work with the China Fiber Inspection Bureau. And this is the government agency in China that's responsible for classifying the domestic crop in China. And they are currently operating about 372 HVIs, and that's more than AMS operates. We operate about 250. And they're doing this in about 90 classing locations. And over the past 5 years, they have moved very rapidly to 100% cotton classification by HVI, and they're just about there. I think that they probably are there. Something important that did happen in 2009 was that we did officially sign a memo of understanding with the China Fiber Inspection Bureau so that it would lock in our continued cooperation in the future. And some of the key collaboration points in this memo of understanding were that, you know, we would continue with regular meetings, visits, and information exchanges, and this would include both the leadership of both organizations and also the technical groups. Project collaboration on HVI testing techniques, HVI development, and HVI data utilization, and also utilization of HVI standards. And also to share policy information, the laws and regulations regarding cotton classification, and continue round testing between our organizations, and for AMS to also continue to provide training to CFIB as they continue to move into instrument testing. Another area in China that we are extremely interested in building our collaboration is with the government organization known as CIQ. This is the China Inspection and Quarantine. And this agency is responsible for the inspection of all products imported into China. And of course, this includes cotton. And here in the pictures, you can see shipments of U.S. cotton coming into China being inspected by CIQ agents. As with CFIB, CIQ is under the direction of AQSIQ. And so both of these organizations report to the same parent government organization, but one of them is responsible for the classification of the domestic China crop, and the other one is responsible for the classification of cotton imported into China. And, you know, most of our work so far has been with the Fiber Inspection Bureau that's responsible for the domestic crop. But CFIB is also responsible for developing the standards, and CIQ follows a lot of the standards and policies that are set by CFIB, and that was where we have started. And we've had a lot of success in working with CFIB. But now we got CIQ that is a little behind CFIB in implementing HVI testing, but they are moving in that direction. There is a lot of HVI purchasing going on by CIQ, and so we do see expanded HVI testing taking place on imported cotton going into China. Therefore, it is important to ensure in our collaboration that the universal HVI testing standards and procedures are utilized. You know, the procedures that AMS uses, it's very important that CIQ follow the same procedure so that when they receive a bale of U.S. cotton and they reinspect it, that it does match up with what we said it was. We have had several AMS visits with CIQ officials in China over the past 2 or 3 years, but to date, we've had no official CIQ visit over here from the Chinese with AMS. And so therefore, we're in the process of inviting a group of CIQ for an early 2010 visit, hopefully sometime this spring. And this is actually going to be the third invitation we've issued and just have never had success on getting a group of CIQ over here. We've had lots of success with CFIB, but for some reason the import arm of this organization has been hesitant to really get involved in moving forward with standardized testing. And, you know, that's why we've had a lot of problems with imported cotton going into China, because of the lack of standardization in their import reinspection processes. So we are very hopeful of establishing a similar MOU with CIQ, and that's really our immediate goal, and that's a goal for 2010, is that CIQ will agree to enter into a memo of understanding with us so we can ensure that the same standards and procedures that we're using are implemented in CIQ. Now, shifting gears into the CSITC round test, this is the commercial standardization of instrument testing of cotton. And for us in cotton classification, this is a pretty big deal, because internationally, this is really the driving force that's moving our competitors that are growing cotton in other countries toward instrument testing. And this is driving standardization of, you know, instrument test methods. And so we are heavily involved in this, because we want to be the standard. You know, the USDA wants to set the standard on how cotton is classed, and so we are heavily involved with this round testing program. And it's a quarterly round test, and it's under the auspices of the ICAC and under a task force that's part of the ICAC. And we are responsible, AMS is responsible for providing and distributing the samples that are used in this round test. And this is a round test where samples are distributed to participants all over the world, and the samples are tested and the data is returned back to us for analysis. And the participants are graded and then ranked on their HVI testing performance on the samples. So if they want to perform well, they have to use our standards and testing procedures. So the purpose of the objective of this round test is to promote the international use of instrument-based cotton classification under the international standard, which is our standards at USDA. And this just shows the participation. Currently, it's increased a little bit over the last 3 years, and that's what it's been in place for three solid years now. And right now, we're up to about 63 facilities, and, you know, it's a pretty good distribution all over the world as far as where the participants are coming from. And now this kind of moves me into my third objective, which is the short fiber situation. And as part of the CSITC, and a lot of the driving force for moving the short fiber measurement forward has come from the CSITC initiative. And an additional objective that has been put in place in the CSITC task force has been to study the short fiber index measurement and a maturity ratio measurement. And so those have been added to the CSITC round test as an unofficial part of the round test. So there is a strong effort in the CSITC task force to find a commercially acceptable short fiber measurement. And internationally, there seems to be a lot of push for this. And the HVI currently does produce a short fiber measurement, and it's known as the short fiber index measurement. And this measurement's been around for a while. It's highly variable. We at USDA have been looking at it and testing it for years. I'm going to show you a little bit of data. And it continues to be an extremely variable and not a very reproducible measurement. So, you know, we're still not in favor of implementing a measurement that we can't reproduce adequately. At USDA, we've also been promoting for years the fact that we already give a good indication of short fiber. If you know your length and uniformity index, you know the current measurements of length and uniformity index, you've got a pretty good indicator of short fiber. And we've even put out there publicly a formula where you can take length and uniformity index and estimate or predict the short fiber content. So, you know, those are the two methods that are out there right now for determining a short fiber content in cotton. And just to kind of show you the relationships of, and kind of put this in perspective, this is where we took 27 bales of cottons that represent a wide range of lengths, and this is all U.S. cotton, and these bales were heavily tested, 200 tests per bale, over 10 HVIs. And this graph here is just to show you that there is a strong correlation just between length and the short fiber index measurement, short fiber being on the bottom and length on the y-axis. And here you see an R-square of about 0.86, and you know, within a given length, you are going to have, there is some variation in short fiber index that you see in this. But when you start looking at it in terms of short fiber versus uniformity index, things tighten up. The uniformity index is a very strong indicator of short fiber, as this graph here shows. And you know, this has been our argument that, you know, we've already got a good indicator of short fiber out there in the current measurements of length and uniformity. And when you combine those two measurements together with the equation we've developed, you can really do a good job of predicting how much short fiber is in that cotton. And this is something that I think we need to really continue to push to the industry. But the industry out there, international industry, is pushing for this short fiber measurement. And one of the problems is that there has not been a calibration for it. Well, the manufacturer of the HVI system, Ooster, has implemented a cotton calibration. And so two questions that come up are, how much improvement will we obtain with a SFI cotton calibration? And where will the SFI calibration cottons come from if, you know, if this continues to move forward? This is just our own results in AMS for the 2009 season, looking at reproducibility between our classing offices and our quality assurance branch in Memphis. And we've been doing this for over 10 years and have not really seen any improvement over the 10 years we've been looking at short fiber. And we calibrate. We have the ability. We're the only, our HVIs have been the only HVIs that have had a cotton calibration where we can calibrate short fiber. And of course, now the industry outside of AMS is getting that same calibration. But still, they're not going to get any better than about what we see is 56% reproducibility on short fiber index, whereas on the predicted, we do get a little better. You know, when we predict the short fiber with our length uniformity, we do get a little better reproducibility. And looking at our, we have an in-house check program where we, to monitor HVI calibration levels. And this is taking data from the Memphis classing office and looking at length uniformity, short fiber index, and the predicted. And just looking at the variation in these measurements. And of course, length and uniformity index, those are very good measurements where we see coefficients of variation of 1.21 to 0.77. And you can see for the short fiber index how it jumps up to 9.42. And that's why we're so opposed to moving to a short fiber index, because of this high variability, especially relative to our stable measurements of length and uniformity. And even predicted is pretty high. It's not as high as the short fiber index, but even with the predicted, there's quite a bit of variability. You know, short fiber is just a very difficult measurement to measure repeatedly. And the CSITC, just to show those results as well, where SFI was included. And you know, the participants outside of AMS do not have cotton calibration, and so their CVs are extremely wild. You know, looking back at the previous slide, where ours, you know, for us, short fiber index, our CV is about 9.42. Well, a comparable CV in the industry is about double that. And you know, with the cotton calibration, they'll tighten up some, but it's still going to be a highly variable measurement. So in summary, on the short fiber issue, you know, there are no official short fiber index cotton calibration standards available. And you know, the AMS universal calibration cotton standards are for the official measurements of micronair strength, length, and uniformity index. And you know, we do not have an official standard for short fiber index, but in order that we don't lose control of this issue, we have told the industry that we will provide an unofficial and experimental set of calibration cottons for them to evaluate the short fiber measurement on a calibrated level. And so that's what we're doing now, and that's just some of the CSITC participants that will be studying the short fiber index measurement to provide them with some experimental calibration cotton so that we can evaluate the measurement under calibration conditions. But as far as AMS, there are no expected plans or proposals for us to add the short fiber index to the universal standards. And I'll leave it with that and conclude there. Thank you.